All right, moving then to the next thing. Let's say that I am a station and I have some of my money that's in reserve. And October 1st comes around and I have to dip into it. Let's say I've got 400,000 and I have to use 200,000 of it to get through October. And then I go into the October drive and I figure, well, I'll borrow 100,000 from that and put it back in this account. Because Lonnie is bitching about this account, excuse my language. But something happens and then I'm not able to do it. So I'm still two in the hole. Then January comes around and something happens and I don't do as well as I thought and I have to dip in some more and suddenly I'm at zero. And that's what you're saying is the danger.
That's exactly the nightmare.
Okay, the nightmare is that I dip into those funds and I can't replenish them. And then, therefore, I have to bump into my neighbors, into the national office to help me out come March.
Yes, and that happens. That's not an unusual occurrence.
Okay, got you. Now, let's say that that might happen. Let's look at the line of credit, then, as an option. How does that make things better for me if that possibility may occur? Let's say I dip in for my $200,000. I have a bad October. I'm not able to replenish it. January comes around, and I'm down from $400,000 to $50,000 or so, and I'm in trouble because I have my next month operating to meet. If their line of credit is available and I agree to all the strings that are attached and Pacifica has established this line possibility, how am I in a better situation if I have to borrow against that in terms of the funds that I will need to replenish that account plus the now additional debt service? Why am I better off?
That's an excellent question. And here's my answer, at least. When you let a station dip into its prior year funds with no controls on it, they don't make the hard decisions about reducing those costs. They just drift, because it's their money. Now, what we should do, and I'll move on to answering the second part of your question, is sequester all those money so they can't just willy-nilly dip into them and spend them, because that way you don't have to reduce your costs, you don't have to change your structure, you don't have to make the hard decisions. So a line of credit would be different. If we were to say to KPFK, you've got monies you've accumulated over XYZ period and 1 month or whatever the case might be, and you can't spend those without authorization. You just can't willy-nilly spend it because that's your rainy day fund. And that so you must make your station over the course of the year match up revenue and expenses and produce a balanced budget and not count on those funds and leave them there. Either way is okay with me. I don't care. You have it at the end of the year, September 30th, or you there and don't touch it. Either way, I'm happy. But how would a line of credit be different? A line of credit would be different in as much as a station coming to us, as you had suggested, and I agree with it, I need $200,000 because I'm unable to pay back that $200,000 in October like I thought I would be able to. I can't do it. I can't repay my savings. Then we would say to them, you can't touch your savings. Or we will insist on these strings because in order for you to access the line of credit or your own savings. I think that strings should apply in both cases, not just one. Now, Patty's quite right. Well, yeah, well, if you're going to have a line of credit to pick up the extra expense, well, that's an extra expense. Reserve. It's not there. WBI has no reserve. So what are the options open to WBI? They don't have that reserve. So other stations don't have the reserve they might need, for example. They're short, $40,000. So that's what is being detailed here. Who has access to a reserve? How much are they going to be short October 30th?
Okay.
This is Sandy Stack.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay, that's Sandy. So next we've got Teresa and then Sandy, and I'm hoping that we can close this section and move on to our other pressing items. So we've got Teresa and then Sandy.
I have two questions. One is about sidebands. How much are you making per year in the national office for what some people call sidebands?
Is this right on target with this discussion?
Well, I just want to know, I just want to look at income. I know that, I mean, you should be making at least $3,000 a month from KPFT from sidebands, right?
No, it's right in the income statement. If you look at the income statement for the national office,
okay,
you'll see that the SCA income is, I think, $30,000, about $300,000 a month, $300,000 a year. Right now, I'm projecting about $474,000. Problem is that it used to be $700,000 or $800,000, and it's, you know, various vendors like the Korean community who always use sideband. They have a lot of other operations. They, you know, alternatives. They can use the internet. They can use broadband. They don't have to buy time. So our income is going to be dipping there. And next year, I'm not, you know, able to forecast that much money because I've got notices from some of these folks that they don't want to, you know, to rent the space from.
Okay, but you still are making income from KPFT, from sidebands, right?
I guess. I don't really know, you know, the, I'm not up on how, which frequency is being used. I know, you know, like A and I think I. Not sure about T. Not sure.
Well, you should be, because I think we have two clients that are making, you know, that are paying, and that money goes directly to national office. The second thing is the situation involving affiliates. How much total are we making now from affiliates, and are affiliates getting credit for that, or is it going into the archives budget?
Well, the archives is getting all the revenue from the affiliates.
And how much is that?
I think it's 120. Hold on, let me just look it up. Affiliate income. If you look in the archives, if you look at the archives income statement, you'll see. Let me pull it up here.
I'll do it for you, Lonnie, if you want to deal with other questions.
Yeah, we're projecting them to get, $105,000. The archives. You'll see it where it says sales income.
And we are making progress with affiliates, correct?
Yeah.
Maybe not as much as you would like.
With the affiliates, yeah. We one of the things we did with the archives is they're receiving the, before that income used to come to the national office directly. Now last year we diverted it to the PRA people directly, and that has helped. And $100,000, and then we're looking, you know, to see what else we can do to help. Increase the service as well as the revenue.
Okay, thank you.
Andy?
Yes, thank you. I'll be brief. Lonnie, I joined late, and I apologize to everybody for my lateness. Gosh, work gets in the way of so many things, doesn't it? Anyway, Lonnie, I heard you talking about the line of credit, and I guess I joined just when Dave was finishing up, and before you spoke, Lonnie. You're speaking. It sounds to me you're carrying this argument from two sides of the table here. You're speaking. Pardon me. I this is not derogatory, but out of both sides of your mouth when you say that we need the line of credit because. You mentioned in your talk that, hey, if things go really bad, the other stations have to pitch in and help. Well, to me, that's the idea behind the national fundraiser. We've gone to great lengths to come up with reasons why this won't work, interfering with other drives, interfering with programming, just the unwillingness maybe of station staffs around the country to get in there and do this. I think line of credit debt is the absolute last resort. If you had said, hey, we're going to use that debt to expand our network in terms of its reach by upgrading antennas, we're going to get digital studios, we're going to do things to help us reach a new audience with that money, that's one thing. But that's not what we're saying here. We're just trying to pay our bills the way they are. We can't do it. We have an emergency because we have bloated staffs. We have an emergency because we're spending money on things that maybe we shouldn't be. We should be concentrating on just our basic bills. It's like not having enough money for food and going out and buying a new Cadillac. I'm sorry. I don't see the need for a line of credit. I'm not convinced. I'm still not convinced that going the route of a national fundraiser is not the proper thing. Thank you.
Sandy, you know, I hear your sentiments. I know you said on the last call that you really felt strongly about it. But that the line of credit is not the goal. That these three ideas, and I'm always welcome to have new ideas, are not exclusive. We need to do all three. We need to have a short-term, call it an emergency fund, whatever we call it. We also need to concentrate on the midterm and long-term solution to the problems. You're absolutely right. We must have a long-term strategy that will produce revenue and produce value such that we can see a return and revenue from having invested.
Well, until the short term is fixed, I think we're asking for a lot of trouble because we're going to go borrow money, which is going to add burden, and we have no means of paying what we have in front of us now. And I just foresee some really horrible things if the bankers get their hands on those Monopoly cards when they're turned over and they say mortgage. Our assets go beyond just buildings. And we all know about FCC licenses and what they're worth. And that's where the real gold is. And let's not be fooled by $5 or $6 million in real estate. The real worth here are those FCC licenses, and the bankers know this. I think we're dabbling with absolute disaster if we go to a third party, beside our listener supporters, a third party, and get money for any reason at this point. Until we get our own house in order, this makes no sense whatsoever. I haven't seen any staff cuts at BAI yet, have I? Has anybody?
Can I get on the stack to that?
I want to hear the answer to that question.
Have there been staff cuts, Lonnie, to your knowledge?
I could answer that question, but...
Okay, I think the answer we would have heard. There would have been lots of email flying about had they made that move. Hasn't happened. We haven't taken step one in the face of absolute, pending disaster, a several hundred thousand dollar shortfall. Haven't taken step one to act responsibly. And I'm not going to, again, I'll use the words, I'm not giving a teenager a credit card. It ain't happening.
Can I just comment on
that question? I'm done.
B, would you please respond to about any cuts so far at BAI? Thank you.
The budget for 05-06 now includes four positions four full-time equivalents being eliminated from the current payroll. So that would be in effect October 1.
Thank you. If I could try to move the agenda, and let me just try to summarize. Lonnie and the working group came up with about three concepts. It sounds like concept number one, at least for the moment, which is line of credit, is dead on arrival in this group for now. Well, Lonnie disagrees, sorry, Lon, but we're getting a lot of resistance, and we really do need to move on. So, but still, I don't hear anyone, really saying that immediate financial needs are not potentially a crisis. And what I hear is that people would rather do it with a synchronized October fund drive or a national office mailing or some other concept. So that said, could we perhaps leave this item now and move into item number five on the agenda, which is the fiscal 06 budget process? And we've spent, I think, over an hour on the working group and the immediate...
Well, Madam Chair, I did want to address one of the concerns that Sandy...
And I would as well. May I get on the stack?
Hey, Mark and Dave, go ahead.
Okay, and I know you're moving the agenda, but I did one thing that... that concerns me, and I understand the concerns about the use of a line of credit. I don't consider it necessarily, a bad thing, but I understand this is Pacifica, and there's going to be some concern there. But, for example, PFW, we do have a dire need in terms of a space. Our lease does run out in November. Our broker has indicated we're looking to purchase a building and, have our own building as they do in Texas and L.A. and Berkeley, and we're going to need $430,000 to do that. We're not going to get $430,000 from the national two-day fund run. We have to start thinking about where can we get those funds in order to do that. And we got to figure out where we're going to look for those funds, and that's an immediate need for us.
Some of the stations that will have capital needs, that they'll end up paying out those funds, whether we on this committee think they will or not, and whether we on this committee plan for it or not. And it's not responsible. Now, this is not about the line of credit. It's about coming up with a plan, as opposed to just criticizing what's on the table, coming up with a better idea. If you don't have a better idea, let someone else speak who does. who isn't going to be the critical voice, but who's going to say, how about this idea? Both end up being criticizing whatever's on the table and not having any idea that's better. I challenge the members of this committee to do just that. You got a better idea, let's hear it. If you got just a better criticism, we don't have the time to spend on who's got the better criticism or what's on the table. I, as chief financial officer, am saying to you as loud and clearly as I can, I don't want to come away from this call with a lot of criticisms about what can't happen.
Again?
I'm interested in coming away from this call about what we should be doing. I'm not hearing that.
Oh, well, Lonnie, we suggested a national fundraiser. What's been
said
about that?
I agree with you, Sandy. I'm saying let's move it on. Say if the line of credit idea doesn't work, that's great. I'll move on. But I don't want to come away from the call with an impoverished set of ideas that no good idea has been out there. I like the idea of an on-air. Let's do it. I like the idea of a mail drop. We'll do it because it's a responsible thing to do. Oh, I'm saying that on the stack, Madam Chair, every idea that we come with as we go through this ought to be a positive one on what can be done, not what you don't like about what's on the table. That just seems to me now irritating. We're past that. Got a good idea? Let's hear it.
Time to move on.
I think Dave, did you?
Yeah, Madam Chair, I respectfully disagree that we're ready to move off of this because what Lonnie says is true. There is still, I mean, one of the issues of this whole thing had to do with what is the timing? When are we required to do what? Now, even if the reserves exist within the network, this committee has still not ruled on, they don't exist in the units which have the need and are going to have a clear cash flow problem at the end of September, if not in late September. I disagree with some of the framing of this because I think the idea of dipping into your one-month reserve to pay your the one-month expenses that it was created to fund is not actually a cause for alarm. I think that's what it's there for. Be happy to consider a policy that extends it. But right now what we have is about a $1.4 million nut to make network-wide and cash flow projections that say that there's $1.265 million in the system, which that may come up by as much as $100,000 based on KPF A's drive. Now, that money is intended to get you through a full month. October fund drives will start before the end of the month, and credit card receipts will be coming in, but it's still the case that some units are going to have the cash needs because the units that have the money are not the same as the units that need it, and this committee has to deal with that question. I also am against borrowing money to pay that kind of shortfall, but we have to agree if they're going to need to be inter-unit transfers, how will they happen and what the terms will be, and we also have to identify whether we need to do any additional fundraising other than that slated as soon as possible because it takes time to gear up for that. So I think we need to make that decision, and I think that's critical. And I don't think we should move off this topic till we have a little clearer understanding of that, because if we don't, there will be problems coming. The other thing is, with respect to what Mark said about the capital needs of WPFW and some of the others, I just want to point out that that's not a rainy day fund. That's a capital fund, and that is something we can definitely schedule. We can definitely fundraise around, and when you have targeted things for specific purposes like that, you can get a response from listeners that may not interfere with your general operations fundraising. But again, that needs to be scheduled somewhere within your year. Our key question now is, what are our timing needs on some of this? Lastly, I want to say that I think that KPFK is the only station that has not had a summer or fall fund drive, may be in a position to help in ways that other stations would have difficulty with. And I raised this at the LSB meeting. I've raised this with the staff, and I think that generally there's an openness to helping and understanding that we have some differences in terms of our currently advantaged position that puts us in a position to help. Again, the question is, what would the timing needs be, and what are we going to show in terms of fiscal responsibility network-wide that makes people feel good about contributing to their stations in need. So I'd like us not to move off this, but to stick on it till we come up with some proposals.
This is Jane. May I speak to that?
This is Lavarne also. Can you hear me?
Yes. Okay, Jane, and then Lavarne.
Oh, great.
Perhaps Lavarne can go first. She hasn't spoken yet.
I'm sorry. I was trying to get in. It was on the speaker phone. Yes. This is Lavarne. Yeah, a couple of things. You know, we've, like Lani said, we've gone through this many times, and I think that, you know, I was just hearing a lot of narrative, and finance is numbers. I mean, if we could get the stuff laid out on a sheet and we can look at it, everybody can see the numbers, then this would go much faster. And we've talked about this before, and it seems to be like this whole accounting issue of how do you handle the reserves, and like referring this in the 1 month. It's like, you know, if you're taking this to the balance sheet rather than showing this as income at the end of the year, then we would really see where this would go. So I think that, you know, basically what we need is a position on not-for-profit accounting, and really, how do you handle the reserves? Can you take a monthly amount to the balance sheet, and then you will show that you have your reserve there and your balance to handle your to handle your shortfalls and your cash. And that goes back to the same thing we said last week, and I've said for the last year and a half, is that we need a real cash flow statement and analysis every month, so that you can see where you can see the draws on the cash, and you can look at this and see the numbers. So we don't have to discuss it; it's just right there for each person to see where the cash is going. You know, when you're drawing from your cash, and then when you have to when you're replenishing it, and exactly. What is the not-for-profit accounting standards for this, so that we're in line with the FASB or whatever? And the same point that David made about PFW in terms of their facilities, that's a capital drive, and that's something that, you know, that would be initiated by PFW with the support of the whole network, and we would all join in to help that, like I believe the network did with
APFA
and Pacifica. Yeah, and your transmitter, right. And the other thing is that, you know, go back to the cash flow analysis and a statement. I know that Marty had said that Lois had provided one, so I know that Lois knows how to use Great Plains in terms of providing that. So maybe at the next PNB meeting, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, okay. At the next PNB meeting, maybe we could have the business managers there and have a working finance committee and business managers to sit down and look at, you know, everyone knowing how to do their cash flow statements, how to do the analysis, how we can get that, so that there is no longer this confusion about balance sheet and income statement. And then I think that would solve a lot of our past hour and a half of discussion, because this narrative, really, I can't even follow a narrative. I have to look at the numbers. And again, like, you know, Sandy is absolutely correct on this. You know, you have to have your management practices in place before you can go to something like that. And Pat is correct. I mean, how can you give something, you know, you're creating more of a problem at this time. And since the radio station fund drives are, you know, the listeners provide the cash. I mean, there's no other way, no other, you know, vehicle to do this, and no other way in any other type of business. You know, the cash comes in. And that is the job of management, is to manage this cash. So, you know, for in the future, as far as getting the line of credit, you know, if once management practices are in place so that you're not into this, you know, desperate need to have you have salaries that are totally out of line and not doing anything to address those, and not salaries, but everything that goes along with that, that you must have management practices in place. And so that you can, before you can go to giving someone a line of credit. Thank you.
This is Jane. In the interest of moving things along, I would like us to consider one of two options. One is either as a group right now that we do move forward with a decision concerning funding in the amount of at least $350,000, because I think Lonnie has laid it out quite clearly that there is a need for $350,000. I think that chart shows it very clearly to me, at least. Or alternatively, if there's any more discussion that is needed, on figuring out how to do that, which plan to come up with other than a line of credit at this time, then I think we need to send it back to the working group.
I agree with you, Jane, that we need to go back with it. And, you know, let's not make this about, it's all about the line of credit. It's not. It's about an idea about dealing with an issue or a problem. All ideas are welcome. So I would, you know, if the other people on the working group would like to do it, let's go back and come back with another idea. Although I know having another working group will be greeted with groans. I would like to move on to FY06 because FY06 is part of this issue. It is not just a September 30th issue. We need to see what the challenges are in FY06 because they are part of the challenges of FY05. They go together. And so it would be nice if we, you know, on this call did get a glimpse at least of FY06 and some of the challenges. Now, are the cash flow statements available? In my email that I did send out, perhaps you didn't get it yet, LaVarne.
I haven't. Thank you.
Wait a minute, because I'm really interested in talking about 06. But in addressing this, do you, Lonnie, would you have a problem with us as a committee sending it to the working group basically to come up with a concrete proposal for raising $350,000 to meet this immediate shortfall? Does that sound, and I mean, understanding that there really is more to it than that, but that would address the obvious, the known problem?
Yeah,
Dave, I'd like to address that.
Let me just answer the question that was on the table. Yes, the cash flow projections for month by month have been developed by the business managers for A, W, I, and T. Rudy has one for I. APS table, Markeisha has developed one for T, W has one, and so does A. Those cash flow statements are available month by month. They have been working hard on them, so I think that's something new to put on the table. I would like to, but the only reservation I have, Jane, is if you go to working group and you do all that work and bring it back here, and all you get for that effort is a lot of criticisms, well, it doesn't feel like that's going to be worth it. So it does feel like we should have some degree of consensus. Maybe we do a roll call. Maybe some of you feel there is no problem. I'd like to hear that, and I'd like to put that on the record of this committee because I disagree. There is a problem. And I'd like committee members of this committee to go on record. Where do they stand on this issue? Do we have a problem here or do we not?
But you didn't answer my question. My question was if we as a I would like to propose something that we can come to consensus on, and namely that we do need to come up with funding to cover the at minimum the $350,000 you have identified pretty clearly for us is a shortfall.
Yeah.
Understanding there's a bigger picture, and I just want to know if we send it back to committee at this point with the understanding that number one that we are, as a committee are not comfortable with a line of credit with everything else being the way it is. But would you feel that would be a reasonable framework?
Yeah, I think we need to work at this.
I move that we send this to committee with the direction to come up with a specific proposal to address this immediate shortfall.
Madam Chair, may I speak?
Yes. Before we go to James, Ambrose has been raising his hand here very politely. May I put Ambrose on, and then we can have Dave, and then we can deal with Jane's motion. Is that okay?
Yeah, I'd like to get on, too, to discuss what Jane just said.
All right. So
I'll go after Dave.
Yep, Dave and Mark.
I want to respond to what Jane just said also. Instead of sending this back anywhere, have proposals before you right now to synchronize the October fund drive between all of the stations. And instead of last 2 days, how about the last 3 days as a national fundraiser to meet our needs? Secondly, we have a capital campaign need, and I would recommend that we have that drive in December. That will take care of T, it'll take care of W, and all the other capital needs. And it's very simple. All we have to do is make a decision to do it.
Huh? Have a motion?
Yeah, I can't make a motion, but that's what I'm proposing.
Okay.
Well, that's a clear, personally, I would like to say that's the clearest thing I've heard in the last hour and a half.
I would move if that was allowed.
Well, I think Dave is on the stack, and then
Dave and Mark, and then maybe we can get to a resolution.
Yeah,
and then Lonnie, and then maybe we can get to some sort of...
My issue with what Jana said is the number of 350. What we are is $350,000 behind what we had as a network at the end of fiscal 04. That is not the same as having a need for that money. I think our 1 month reserve network wide is 1.4. So I don't mind us trying to raise 350, but I haven't heard that 350 is our need. The more important thing is it's not located evenly. The places where it exists are not the same as the places where it's needed. We don't have a policy about how money moves from one place to another. Is there a repayment schedule or not? So if we're not going to fundraise in September or do any additional fundraising, we need to know how money is going to move from where it exists to where it is needed. That has to be any work that happens, but I mean that work has to happen. The other point is, in terms of synchronizing, the 1 month reserve is needed, as I understand it, to cover expenses in the following month. So moving a drive forward by 1 week reduces the duration of time where you need that money to float. So pulling it forward a week can help solve a problem. And, you know, the December idea for a capital campaign is great, and let's get to having that. The synchronized day for... you know, national needs, what we really need is the thing Rudy's been asking about, which is what are the set of agreements which govern the transfer of funds. And so I think we need to identify whether we need additional fundraising before October as a first thing. As a second thing, Ambrose's proposal is great.
All right, next I have Mark and then Lonnie.
I do agree that we waste a lot of time on this committee second-guessing everything. I mean, we've got the numbers before us. It says it's 1.7, but you don't agree that it's 1.7. You need to be convinced. I mean, we waste so much time on that. I'm going to accept the numbers that have been given to me as the numbers that they are. I don't think somebody's trying to, you know, fool me or anything. So having said that, then, what do we do about it? I do agree that we should go back to the working group and establish this... I'm pulling it up a week, synchronized October. I don't know, Lonnie, the question of whether or not it'll be okay between now and then, or if there's going to be the need for some transfers or something along that line. So I'd like you to address that question. I'll leave the long-term thing, the capital needs, later. But if we waited until October, the second week or whatever is contemplated, would there be a need for any cash reshuffling between now and then, is my question to Lonnie.
Yeah, Mark, unfortunately, possibly, yeah.
Can I get back in, Mrs. Jane?
Yes, I'll put you there.
You said yes, probably?
Yeah.
Okay, so then Dave's point about needing to see the whole question of transfers is relevant, because if we don't do anything until the end, until the mid of October, then there's a possibility that stations that have surplus cash may see some of that cash taken to stations that don't, right?
Yeah, I'm saying October is a long way off for a station that's having problems in here in August and September. You got to meet payroll.
All right. So then, Dave, do you think the working group that would be working on finalizing the fundraising thing in October would also then look at the intertransfer, or do you see that as a separate inquiry?
I think they're very much related, and they're related to the FY06 budget discussion as well, which we'll get into, because, for example, if we at KPFK are planning on using some of that surplus to do some of the really critical things that will help us grow, we may prefer doing additional fundraising on behalf of other units as opposed to having that surplus taken from us.
Okay.
This is Jane. I was hoping that we could send this back to committee with some clarity at this point. Is a motion in order along this line?
Sure.
I would like to move that we send this back to committee with a strong recommendation, a strong endorsement for the proposal just articulated by Ambrose, with the understanding that there are some details that need to be worked out, specifically any questions about inter-unit transfers, timing, would need to be discussed in the committee so that when it comes back to us, those questions are have been answered. Is that acceptable as a proposal?
Yeah. Okay. I need a little bit clearer motion.
Sorry.
We move to send it back to the working group to develop...
With a strong endorsement.
Okay.
For the concept of...
A unified...
Synchronized October fund drives.
Say that again.
With a strong endorsement for the concept of synchronized October fund drives, using the first 2 days or last 2 days as national fundraiser, and a December national drive for capital funding. With the understanding that the committee needs to address the details before it comes back to the full group.
This is Lavarne. Can I just add a couple? I think it's at 2 to 3 days, and it's a capital campaign fund. And I think that on the working group, perhaps we should ask the general managers also to... see if they're available if we start talking about fund drives and synchronizing.
So change that to say 2 to 3 days with the understanding that the GMs will be invited to participate in the discussion. Is that right, Lavarne?
Yes, please.
This is Dave. May I speak to the motion?
Could you read it back to us?
Okay. Moved that the proposal go back to the working group with a strong endorsement from the committee for the concept of a synchronized October fund drive with 2 to 3 days utilized for national fundraising and a December capital fund drive. General managers for all stations will be included in work group discussions.
Okay, I move to a vote.
This is Dave. I'd like to speak to the motion.
Go ahead, Dave. Anybody else want to speak to this motion? Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, the thing is a timing thing. So we send it to working group and it comes back. You need a certain amount of lead time to plan any fundraising. As it's structured, basically what we're really talking about is foregoing any additional fundraising. And Lonnie's point has been made before that these stations are sort of, you know, even if we move the money around, they're still facing the fact that the money does need to be made up. And so if you're taking, again, surpluses from places, those places may need to do fundraising ahead of that, and they need to know that as soon as possible. So there needs to be something in here that gives, for example, our station and KPFA, which has reserves, and it also has some capital needs coming, looming, an early enough heads up. And I'm worried that moving through the process this way, we could come back in 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and that's not going to be enough time to do anything if the station says, no, we got to do additional fundraising in September.
So what are you suggesting?
Do we come back within 1 week to consider the question?
Well, and I do love these meetings. So, I think we need to get back fast. And I'm nervous about it because I think we need to do more than this. The committee needs to identify whether any fundraising needs to occur immediately, and that we have to have the policy about transfers. Because what I can see happening is our surplus being taken, and then stations can't pay it back. They also don't have the resources to raise the money, and it's, sorry, you guys are out of luck. And we're now into our normal fundraising schedule when we might have been able to fundraise in late August, early September, had we known in advance that that was going to happen to us.
But see, one of the problems, Dave, is that we already went through that in the working group that came to this conclusion. I mean, it was a working group that met. Eva was on the call, your GM, all the other GMs, and they decided that this was the solution that they thought would work. Now, to go back to doing a synchronized thing in October.
No, we were talking about a September drive. We were definitely talking about that as a possibility.
Right, but I thought that was thrown out by that group.
Stack.
Was it? Okay, well, if that's right, then I can correct it.
Yeah, that was thrown out.
That's
so the solution that they came up with was October. That's what I'm saying. They've already been there.
Uh-huh.
And the solution that they brought to us was this: moving it up 1 week, doing it in October.
Okay. In that case, I stand corrected, and I see.
Thank you. Sandy?
Yes, I'd like to present an alternative motion, and that is that this committee recommend a national fund drive period, and then we're going to have a working group to determine goals that mean length of the drive, dollars to be raised, and what we're raising the dollars for. The GMs can be invited, but I think we have to at this point say that this is what the committee is recommending, and that the GMs, in spite of their resistance last time to this kind of activity, have to come along and help us out. So the alternative motion then is we're recommending a national drive. We're gonna defer to committee to flesh out the details, and station managers will be included, as well as Ambrose and, of course, Lonnie.
How does that differ from Jane's suggestion?
I just said a strong endorsement for it, and he's saying basically that we
are doing it.
Okay, so let me amend Jane's motion then. Instead of an alternative motion, I withdraw my alternative motion, and that is not a strong endorsement. We're saying we're going to do this.
And sending back to the working group
to flesh out the details, yes.
Is that all right?
Okay, so your amendment is to remove the word strong endorsement.
Right. And replace it with, we're doing this.
How does it read, Casey?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay,
it's
if I take that
day.
Out, what it would read, let me see. We would move to send the issue back to the working group to develop a concept of synchronized October fund drives with 2 to 3 days, which include 2 to 3 days of national fundraising and a December capital fund drive. GMs for all stations will be included in work group discussions. How's that? So we're removing strong endorsement and saying to develop.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Right. I move that we take a vote.
Just as a point of order, you can't move to close debate.
I know, Dave.
Well, we wanted to move.
But I'm just trying to, you know.
Lonnie would like to speak to the motion, please, before we vote.
I'm in shock here because I'm agreeing with Dave on one issue.
Hang on, Lonnie. I need to take a breath as well. This is unprecedented.
Well, anyway, certainly welcome the motion that October fund drive and the following December capital. I do serve heartily in it. But I do still think that if there is a September need, we haven't covered it. And I think that we might likely have a need in September. So I would amend the motion. We need not just an October-December strategy, but we do need to address the September need. There are three windows I see in September, one I see in October, and one is in December. So I think we need to address all three by whatever means we come up with. So I would not want to simply ignore the possibility. It will be a need. We can amend our December issues and October issues, not just start the process in October.
Do I hear a second on that?
I didn't even hear what he said. He cut out.
Oh, I'm saying that I'd like to maybe amend the motion, include the language that the committee will look at the likelihood that there may be a need in September and produce a proposal in that regard.
This is Baruti.
Haven't you already told us there's a need? So what's the group going to do? The group's going to meet and you're going to tell them there's a need.
So right now,
already?
No, but Dave, it kind of addresses the inner transfer issue, because if there's going to be a need in September, then the group is going to say, take the money from KPFK.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
There's that bit about the cold, dead hands.
Yeah, but what we've got to do is we've got to reassure KPFK that they'll see it again.
Yeah.
You know, that's all that is.
Well, but see, again, KPFK may have a desire and a need to raise, because we want to use...
Perhaps what we should really be doing is having a motion to ask KPFK to raise some money for WBAI and WKFT. I think maybe that's the answer.
Yeah, and I've already proposed that to our LSB, and people are sort of dealing with that, and we would want to talk to our staff about it, and we would there would be a whole other set of things that would go along with that, because if that's reality, that's reality. Let's deal with it.
I'm not sure
that's
reality.
We have to remember that we're all Pacifica. We're all owned by the same entity.
Yeah, we've been there.
All right.
So I'm hearing two motions. I mean, this one about K and borrowing the money from K and setting the terms and policy transfers. I hear that more as a second motion than the first. So could we dispose of the first motion and then hopefully get to the second motion and then move on?
I agree,
no
Madam
further
Chair.
Discussion. Could we move on Jane's amended motion, which Casey has carefully written down?
Not so carefully, Madam Chair. But do we have an amendment to the amendment by Lonnie, or is that not there?
And we're going to deal with September separately, we said.
Okay. So Lonnie, your amendment is withdrawn, correct?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so we would vote on Sandy's amendment first, correct?
Yes.
I think it might read a little smoother if you just say that the Finance Committee endorses the working group's proposal for October 2 to 3 day synchronized national fundraising campaign, blah, 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 and sends it back to the working group to finalize details.
What about the December?
That blah, blah, blah covered all that.
All right.
did that make any sense, Casey?
Yeah. Can I put blah, blah, blah in the minutes? All right. So we've got... So are we going on the motion to amend, or are we amending by consensus?
Can we amend by consensus? I don't hear anyone disagreeing. And can we move to a vote, please? Just have Casey just read, please, and then we'll move to a vote.
Okay. The National Finance Committee endorses the working group proposal for a synchronized October fund drive, which includes 2 to 3 days of national fundraising and a December fund drive for capital expenses. General managers for all stations shall be included in work group discussions.
Right.
Okay.
So let's send it back to working group to work on the details.
And do we need to set a time frame, or we're going to promise that this working group will meet within the next 5 business days?
Who will convene it, Madam Chair, and who's on it? Well, that's secondary, I guess.
It was Lonnie was... moving this one along. So if that's the motion, let's take a vote, please. And yay means we go along with this. No means we don't like it.
No objection.
Oh, no objection? We can just dispense and say it's gone to committee. Is that okay? No objection?
I object.
Take a vote then. Casey, do you mind taking a vote, please, on this?
We'll call the roll.
David Adelson?
I'll pass.
Teresa Allen? I'll come back to you. Rudy Bediako?
Yes.
Patty Heffley?
No.
Mark Roberts?
Yay.
Hello?
Marnie Tattersall?
Yes.
Jane Gatewood?
Yes.
How was that?
Sandy Weinman?
Yes.
LaVarne Williams?
I'll pass.
Lonnie Hicks?
Yes.
I'm sorry, did you say yes or pass?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, I'm coming back around. Dave Adelson?
Yes.
Teresa Allen? Teresa?
She must have dropped off.
Oh, can you hear me?
Hi.
I'm sorry, yes. Hello?
Okay, the motion, thank you, got it. Motion carries.
Right. Got a motion about addressing the likelihood of the September needs and a policy for transfers, and that will also be coming out of the working, same working group. Could we have...
Actually, Madam Chair, I'm not sure that it really should come out of the same working group, because what will happen is the discussion is going to be focused on that other topic, and we may not get to it. It may be a better idea to split topics. And also, I just want to say that when we talked about KPFK funding this, KPFA's reserves are larger, and so I assume that it won't just be a KPFK burden. But I think we should have separate working groups to deal with that, the policy on transfer. What do other people think?
I think.
I agree.
This is LaVarne.
Go ahead, LaVarne.
Okay, yeah, I think that, I mean, it goes back to the inter-unit transfers and how we actually handle that, because I think the report that was issued, the summary report that was issued by Lonnie, there are a lot of questions on that, so we really need that to be outlined to determine how do we do this and how do you pay it back. And the other issue online, ongoing issue is still in, it goes back to managing the resources that we now have. And although Baruti has outlined some FTE reduction in the 06 budget, we still don't see any changes in the current year. And the salary issue is the one that's really over budget, and the FTEs are over. So perhaps if we could, and somehow we can work in at least some goals to address some of the management issues, then it would be a better comfort level in terms of attacking these issues.
Thank you. I think Ambrose is on the stack.
Why don't we refer this to the coordinating committee?
Coordinating?
Well,
we have to bring him up to speed.
Matter of the governance committee.
True.
So you mean the policy on inter-unit
policy
transfer?
Policy on the transfer.
Mm-hmm. This is Casey.
Go ahead, Casey.
I think that this is, of all the issues, that belongs in finance committee, inter-unit transfers and how money is...
I agree.
Moved and tracked.
Back and forth.
Yes.
I mean, much more than fundraising, even.
Well, I would move that we create another inter-transfer working group. Have them study the document that's been presented so far. LaVarne said there were some questions still in it. Get those questions answered and then suggest, recommend a policy for transfers, you know, from here moving forward. Make that a separate working group and get them to work. I don't know if we have enough bodies, but... But Rudy's not doing anything.
And I'm thinking KPFK could offer it at 2% less than the rate of a commercial lender.
Well, we'll do 2.5% less.
Hey, when banks fight, you win, huh?
I think those are separate issues than the issue of what to do if there's a need in September. So we've melded these together, and I would not like to do that. I would like to have the working group also include within its charge coming up with some proposals around what to do in September. At least have that discussion go forward. Otherwise, unit transfer can take months to discuss. I would not want to burden the committee with that. And so I think that I want to separate these.
All right, well,
can
how
I
about
get on the stack? This is Baruti.
Yes, Baruti.
I'd like to be after Baruti.
And LaVarne.
I think the two are related. What I was going to say about September, if we're projecting that we're going to have 1.2 by the end of September, we know as a foundation we have enough money to meet our needs for the month of September. The key question is the inter-unit transfer. How do we shift from those entities that are going to have shortfalls by the end of September between those entities that have surplus? And how do they get that, you know, how is that money going to be paid back? So I think on an overall basis, the foundation is taken care of, because by the end of September, we have $1.2 million.
Yeah, we'll have the money.
Right. So the question is, during the month of September or between now and September when the shortfalls arrive, how do we facilitate that transfer? So I think the key issue is really the inter-unit transfer and how quickly that policy can be crafted and agreed upon, so that when the shortfalls arrive during this period, because obviously if this projection is correct, there's going to be a shortfall. How do we handle that?
Is Dave?
Dave?
Yes, I concur completely. Because, for example, if the station knows that it's going to be drawing on funding from somewhere else, like Marie said, what are the strings? Well, he talked about changes in the budget structure starting FY06, but, you know, so, okay, we can get there from here, but if that means I'm drawing on other resources, then is there anything you have to do right now, or can you treat network resources as your own? Those issues have to get dealt with as soon as possible. I think that it can't take months. I mean, a general inter-unit policy is going to evolve over a period of time, certainly, but this policy has to be done right now, and it is separate from the fundraising question, because, you know, we might very well want to do a fundraiser right now or in a month or something like that. So if you want to change the charge of the working group to sort of, well, no, we shouldn't do that. The one thing is fundraising. The other thing is how money moves. We have an urgent need, and I think the working group that gets charged with how money moves has to come back as quickly as the fundraising group does.
Okay.
And Lonnie will presumably be on both.
I decline the honor. but that's a lot of meetings. And I'm right in the middle of the budget season, so time is really, really pressed for time.
Time is money.
Do we have a stack here?
Yeah, I'd like to get on the stack.
Yeah. This is LaVarne, just real quickly. You know, first, you know, we can just see, you know, how does the software handle inter-unit transfers, you know, the cash. So, you know, we can look at whoever really has expertise on Great Plains, see how that works. Then we can just come to an agreement. I mean, when you pay it back, do you pay the station, or do you pay your central services first? So, you know, just those are like simple agreements. Get it in there. I mean, the people who are dictating the terms are the people who I would think who have the funds. And I don't think that would be a long process. And then we can work on something, you know, because this is short-term and urgent need. Then we can work on something long-term in the future.
LaVarne, is there any chance that you would be willing to chair that?
Sure.
Working group?
Sure, I could do that.
Can I get back on the stack? This is Baruti.
Okay, I think I have Mark and then Baruti. Oh, and Lonnie wanted to say
something.
Well,
I am suggesting moving.
Thank you, LaVarne, for offering to handle this working group.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
I am suggesting we move the agenda, if possible. We started at 2, we're past 4.
Right.
I think we have another pressing agenda item. We should make the attempt to get to it.
Mark, were you on stack?
Yeah, but I'll hold it.
All right. So could we sort of craft some sort of, do we need a motion for this other working group to meet and do its charge, or can we just have a gentlemen's and ladies agreement that LaVarne's going to do this other committee and look into things and come back in 5 working days?
We should be clear about the charge of the group.
Okay. Is anybody else able to work with LaVarne?
Well, you know, I was thinking I could just take it as an action item, and I can just ask that, you know, Dave says that Kay has funds. So I would ask him to be on there. Patty and Baruti says they're the ones who would need the funds. And then I would
like Casey, our treasurer, to do it.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sorry. I apologize, Casey. I'm
willing to consult on that, too.
Okay. And then perhaps Lois Withers, who is, I can ask her to join us because she's, you know, really familiar with the software, and then we can go from there. And whoever else would like to join us, I would welcome them. But take it as an action item, and you can give us, I mean, if there is more direction on this, go ahead.
Who was that? Was that someone that on? I think we should probably keep it to the National Finance Committee members.
That was the business manager for KPFA who has the knowledge on the software and how you actually handle that. So I think we do need someone with some expertise to tell us how that can be handled. I mean, we can just use it as a consultant to the committee. Would that work, Lonnie?
No, I don't think it's a software issue. I know you do, but I don't think it is. But I think you have to be clear about the charge. I'm always say that it's best to have committees have clear charges.
So, well, go ahead. I'm sorry.